We're going to launch from Proverbs 4:18 this morning. So if we can all read together out loud, ready, go. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Lord, thank you for your word. Instruct us, encourage us. Lord, bolster us in who you are and your heart over us and what we can have in this life, which you've allowed and allotted for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is a beautiful passage here. It's an encouraging passage from Solomon. And as we switch out from the normal school year into the summer months, I want to encourage us to believe for good things this summer. Amen. Of course, always, but just be intentional as we're, you know, graduations are coming up and that's always exciting. So it's just a pivot in the calendar, but can we agree to believe God for good things? Matter of fact, I think that's what I would entitle it today, believing for good things. Why do we do that? Because belief, more times than not, determines outcome. And the truth from Solomon here is that the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. Can you say brighter and brighter? Until the full day. I know that sounds poetic, but this is a truth here. It's not just flowery rhetoric. I mean, this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It made it into the Bible. It was canonized. So this is a word for us. This is a reality for us to believe for and to lean into. And throughout Proverbs, Solomon will find him comparing and contrasting a good man from an evil man. You'll see it all throughout. You'll see all kind of comparisons, a wise man, a foolish man, a moral man, an adulterous man. You'll see all of these comparisons. Both have a destiny, the good man and the evil man. Both have a destiny. Both are en route, but their outcome destinations are very different. The same passage, Proverbs 4 in the Living Bible paraphrase reads, the good man walks along in ever brightening light of God's favor, while the evil man gropes and stumbles in the dark. So two different dispositions and two different outcomes completely. And you, church, are numbered among the righteous because of Jesus' blood and because of his cross. Therefore, we can and should believe for good things. We need to believe. Anyone's mind that's unguarded and undisciplined can go into the worst case scenario. Matter of fact, given to ourselves, that is normally what we do. We ponder the worst. We consider the worst outcome or what might happen, kind of in our Adamic bent, we kind of devolve into that rut. And so that's why when we read something in the Word that's ours, we want to be intentional to believe it and lean into it and to expect this outcome that here Solomon is rolling out. So you are numbered among the righteous. Therefore, let's do believe for good things. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So there is imputed righteousness to us. He was made sin, who knew no sin, so that we might become the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I mean, what an amazing position to have. I mean, I know our head can go on tilt to believe that. It has nothing to do with our worth, our goodness. It's imputed to us. And so we lay hold of that blood and the benefits of the cross, and we say yes to what he bestows upon us. So we receive righteousness, and we then behave and live righteously. So we first receive righteousness, then we go on to behave and to live righteously, both and. We receive and we act out. We receive his righteousness, and then we act out from that position. We act out from his righteousness, from that right standing, from that place of justification. Even though we're still being sanctified, we act out from that gift of righteousness that he gives us. Who in here has received Christ's righteousness for yourself through the born-again experience by faith through grace? Yeah, and then we remain in that grace, don't we? We've received it, and we remain in it. Colossians 2, 6 through 7 here, Paul said, so then, just as you, what? Received Christ Jesus as Lord, do what? Continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. So just as you received him, continue in him. So we receive and we act out, amen, from that place of acceptance, you see. So now, based on this, now we can lean into Proverbs 4:18 again, which says, the path of the who? The path of the righteous is like the first, and who is that, by the way? I just want to make sure I'm in the right crowd. This has nothing to do with false humility. If you are in Christ and his blood is applied to your life, come on, who is deemed righteous? Not by your standard or your success or failure, but by his free gift. Let's work with that just a little bit, because it'll change the way you think, the way you act. We accept. Best thing we can do for him is to accept what he does for us. When someone who loves you gives you a gift, you don't kind of go, oh, shucks, I don't deserve that, and then don't take it. No, that's offensive. You receive it. You take it. Amen? I know I do. I think everybody in here would. So he's extending it. We take it. So the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of the dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Full light of day. So this summer and beyond, believe God for good things. Believe God for good things. It can begin right now with mindset. It can begin right now with what proceeds out of our mouth. It can begin right now by setting our heart, setting our mind, mindset, set the mind. It can begin now. We can act out of what we believe to be true. And that's why belief is so imperative, because it determines outcome. You see, what we believe is imperative. Good theology is important. It's very important because it has an effect on outcome. It has a practical effect on how we live our lives. So therefore, we want to believe him for good things. Now, not without trials, obviously, but for you, the good things trajectory goes up and up until the full day. But for the believer, for the one in Christ, for the one deemed righteous, for you, the trajectory is set. It goes up and up until the full day. 12 noon, I mean, sun is just straight overhead. I mean, I know it gets hotter around maybe 3 p.m., whatever, but there's a trajectory there. Yes, there's stuff along the way, but this is our path. Can I get a witness in here? His favor upon you makes all the difference. Your right standing with God makes all the difference. You don't stumble in the dark. No, no. That's reserved for the wicked. Amen. We have a sure path. We have a sure future. You may not know, but there's one who does know. And so our confidence is the fact that it's preset. It's ordained. We just stay with him. He'll work it out. For he's at work within you, church, both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to turn. If we're veering, he knows how to keep us in step. He knows how to hold. He knows how to preserve. He's just that competent, and we're glad. We're going to believe for some good stuff. The rallying cry of the 2023-24 NC State men's basketball and women's basketball teams was, why not us? Remember that? Remember that mantra, why not us and their improbable historic run to the Final Four? Remember that just a few years ago? I love that. I love that motto. Again, not without challenge and trials. I mean, after struggling in the ACC regular season and losing their last four games, the Pack defied doubt by winning five games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament. Rah, rah. Eventually reaching their first Final Four since 1983. I mean, that was way back when I was there, before running water and electricity. I mean, that was Valvano's first year. I was out there in the brickyard hooting and hollering. And so, I mean, this was a big deal. Led by DJ Horn and DJ Burns. Oh, DJ Burns. He was a sight to behold. But the team used the why not us mindset. And again, there's that word, mindset, to ignore negative criticism and just focus on winning. And just focus there. See, this is what gives us the right to focus the way we do. So you don't have to feel like, well, I'm just delusional. It's just pie in the sky. I'm just, you know, kind of acting in la-la. No, this gives us the right. This tells you, set your mind on this promise. Set your mind on the thoughts of God. Set your mind on what He says is yours. Set your mind on what He says you can have. Is there a process? Sure. Certainly don't faint, but just lock in and watch what the Lord will do. That's what they did. They chose and decided, we're going to lock in. That was a great year, wasn't it? And how about the U.S. men's national ice hockey team that won the coveted gold medal in the Milan Winter Olympics? Wasn't that so cool? How many of y'all watched that over and over again? So cool. How about old Jack Hughes in overtime getting his teeth knocked out and winning the final deciding goal? I mean, come on. That's movie material right there. I mean, and he just became the heartthrob of the nation, all three teeth, you know, and they just, oh, he's adorable. Oh, I'm going to marry him. You know, everybody just, oh. So, I mean, it wasn't something to hide. He goes, yeah, I'll find a dentist sooner or later. But hear this, despite his injury, he scored the winning goal. Listen, despite your injury, the path for you is like the first dawning of the day growing brighter and brighter until the full day. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Speak it. Act on it. Prophesy your own well-being. Prophesy your own future. Anyone can agree with what they see in the natural. That's why the Bible says, call things that are not as though they are. You know, call into being that good future God has ordained for you. So, either Solomon is telling us the truth here, or it's just a Hallmark card. Which is it? I say we believe the word. I say, you know, even if someone fears missing the mark, look, miss the mark, leaning in and reaching for what God wants and desires. That's a noble posturing. Amen? Even if you reach for the stars and land on the moon, that's a good day. Hello? Yeah, so believe the word. I say we believe for good things. I say our path is shining ever brighter till the full light of day. You could say my teeth are on the ground, laying in the ice. Well, you will forget that after you score the winning goal. How many of you ever felt like your teeth were on the ground? It's like, dear Lord. It's like, well, you'll forget about it. That the pain of that will subside once the breakthrough happens, once the promise is fulfilled. Amen. Jack Hughes' glory was also the price he paid. I mean, again, people love that big smile with missing teeth. I mean, what a dude. I mean, Americans just love that kind of stuff, don't they? I mean, his star was on the rise. We love the grit. We just love that rugged individualism, as it were. I mean, yesterday in the Kentucky Derby, the long shot winner Golden Tempo went from dead last. Can you say dead last? What does that mean? Last. Have you ever felt last? Went from dead last to first. 23-1 odds. Take that as a prophetic token and a sign. The last shall be first. The jockey, when they were interviewing him, you know, when they ride around and the lady's got the microphone, he said, dream big. It was the first female trainer ever to win the Kentucky Derby. Come on, women in the house. The glass ceiling is broken. Now she's got to decide, am I going to go on for the Triple Crown, go on to the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes? You know, they've got to, I'm sure, check on the well-being of the horse. But a big deal, long shot. Don't we like long shot stories? Don't we love those? Don't we love the David and Goliath stories? You know, and I think that, you know, God's that way. I am going to choose the foolish things to confound the wise. I'm going to throw you off your game. I'm going to throw you off just to show you that this is from me. This is of me. You would have never done it this way. That ought to be a clue. It's probably God. I would have never done it this way. But God's always creating and building a story. Even when that hopelessness tries to creep in, just there, it's not over. There's a chapter to come. But we love this stuff because it gives hope. Amen. It shows you what can happen. Again, 23-1 odds. Tell you what, there were some folk who lost some money and there were a few people that made a little money, you know. So I don't even know if Polymarket got this one right. I don't think there was anything. And then I felt sorry for that one horse that bucked and threw the jockey off. And I thought, well, that's a bad day. Couldn't even race. He got thrown off and they had to take him into the vet to check on the horse. But we just, you know, we love these stories. It's just fun. I mean, all the ground that he had to make up. And you may be thinking right now, all the ground I have to make up. It's so much ground. I'm just dispirited. I'm too far behind. I'm too far behind. And this broken relationship and this financial situation and issue of health, you know, something you thought was, you know, a promise that hasn't quite yet materialized. I'm so far behind. This horse, Golden Tempo, was so far behind. That's why we love it. Based on the text we launched from, you may think, for me, it feels like 4 a.m., still dark. Have you ever woken up before? You're hoping it's morning, it's still dark. No, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., long shot. And you're thinking, oh, I wish 6:30 would get here. I wish sunrise would hurry up and get here. And then the full light of 12 noon, I wish it would get here. But some people feel like they're in their 3 a.m. hour, 2 a.m. hour. Well, believe for it. Solomon told us as much, did he not? Be convinced it is your inheritance, your rightful inheritance. Solomon's words were inspired by the Holy Spirit. For all scripture is inspired by God and profitable, including Proverbs 4:18. It's not a Hallmark card. It's good theology. Solomon was inspired to pin those words. And God saw through the corridor of time and he thought, there are going to be those in 2026 that are going to need this word. They're going to lean into it and they're going to believe for the full light of day. They're on a trajectory, even though there's pushback here and there, but they're on track. Child of God, you're on track. His righteousness has been imputed to you, acted out. Therefore, you qualify to lean into this. This is certainly for you. This upcoming summer, believe for good things, would you? Artemis II had some mechanical failure, namely a bathroom, go figure. Can you imagine having to turn around? Why'd you have to turn around? Bathroom broke. And of course, you wouldn't think a bathroom would be fundamental to the infrastructure of, you know, the rocket, but anyway, they had some challenge, yet successfully traveled the furthest distance around the moon and back with a flawless splashdown in the Pacific, marking mankind's first return to the moon's vicinity in 50 years. I just felt like America needed some wins. Amen. I just felt like, what a great win. There have been some real wins. Amen. Yeah, paving the way because of that venture for a future mission to Mars. I mean, we're talking about a mission to Switzerland. That's great. But hey, a mission to Mars. Whoa. Come on, let's go. You've heard of a 10 days missions trip, you know, in every nation, 10 days. Well, the Artemis II was a literal 10 day mission. Incredible. And the only woman on board, Christina Koch, was an NC State grad. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Yeah, there we go. How fun is that? These are natural examples. You could even say secular examples, although there were people on that mission that had a walk with the Lord and even said as much as we heard. But how much more those bound in covenant to God and by God? The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The paraphrase is, our path, it gets better and better, not without hiccups, challenges, issues. That's what the book of James is for. He instructs us how to navigate, and through other texts as well. But even with the challenges, the trajectory is set by the plan and purpose of God. Believe it. Believe it. I mean, come on. The Wolfpack, the Kentucky Derby winner, the U.S. hockey team, the Artemis II. I mean, we could go on to mention those two down pilots that were just miraculously excavated and rescued out of the hills of Iran. I mean, that's like the making of them. That's the stuff of movies. That's the stuff. I mean, just like, dear me. Dear me, all had challenges, but that is not the takeaway headline. Your takeaway headline is not when you're rebuffed or when you're perplexed or when you're in a season of wonderment. The headline is what God is ultimately doing in and through you. That's, I mean, read any of the Bible characters. I mean, we say it ad nauseum. You know, the path is never a linear line from point A to point B. It's a whole lot of this. I thought this, but God did this. I mean, Paul the same way. I thought I was going this direction. The Holy Spirit sent me this direction. There are things in life. And so blessed are the flexible. They shall not be broken. The 11th commandment. Sometimes you have to pull an audible, but it's okay. You know, they write about war. Sometimes those that are the most successful in war are those that can adapt quickly, because there's that aspect called the fog of war where all of a sudden something presents itself and we didn't plan for that. How many of y'all had a curveball happen? You're like, I didn't plan for that. Well, we don't just take our toys and go home. I didn't plan for that. Well, there's another play at hand. Again, the most successful nation or army are those that, yeah, they're dealt a hand that wasn't in the plan, but it's like, all right, we're going to step back, reassess, adapt. There's another move to be made. There's another option. There's another, and the Bible says it would even be better, because doesn't Romans say that all things, what? Work together, what? For good. Let God be true and every man a liar. Come on. All things. What does all mean in the Greek? Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just have to go there. Lord, you said, I'm not feeling this at all. Matter of fact, everything in me is screaming otherwise. But all things work together for those who, what? Love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Do you love Him this morning? Are you called according to His purpose this morning? Well, then therefore we believe for all things. It may not have been your plan A, but somehow God can bring it around to where it'll even be better. Is your path to victory increasing or decreasing? There is only one biblical answer if we care to be biblical. Amen. There's only one biblical answer. Faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. Amen. I love this passage from Solomon. The path of the righteous. It's like the dawning of the day that shines brighter and brighter until the full day, meaning it only gets brighter. The sun rises in my backyard, then it goes overhead the roof, and then it finds its way to my front yard, and then there's a brilliance to the day. It may feel that at 6:30 in the morning, it just ekes out just a little bit, ekes out, but it's only increasing. That's the word of the Lord. I want to speak Deuteronomy 28 over you as I have done in times past. I want to do it again. And I would encourage you to receive this. Amen. Deuteronomy 28, 1. If you fully, Kings Park, Raleigh, obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all of his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you, child of God, and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. See, we have a position of righteousness, but then we do act righteously by grace. Amen? So we don't receive the position of righteousness and then act out in a wrong direction in an evil manner. Okay? So therefore, you see the qualifier. So if we do these things, you will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, that's your career path, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Again, those in the marketplace, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. I mean, that about wraps it up, doesn't it? Either coming in or going out. Amen. In other words, regardless of the direction, my favor is there on you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you. It'll chase you down. And so here it says, when you come in, when you go out, the Lord will grant that the enemies, got any enemies who rise up against you, will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Declare that. Something's buffeting you, something's challenging you, coming in one direction. Oh, may it be scattered in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. You talk about the Midas touch. Everything you put your hands to, you may just want to just read that over and over again. Everything I put my hands to. Lord, you said, everything I put my hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he's giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, and the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens. Maybe y'all would like a little open heavens over your life. Sure. Where there's no barrier. The heavens are not brass. It's an open heaven, a free flow, a free download from heaven to earth. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land. Rain is a sign of blessing. On your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. There it is again. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of these commands I give you today to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. So we have a position of righteousness and we act out righteously. It's all by grace. But as I read this, I encourage you to receive it because it is for you. It is for now. It is for today. There are good things. For you see, the path of you, child of God, it's already foreseen. Play it out. The path of the righteous. It's like the dawning of the day that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. That's a word from the Lord right there. That's a promise, amen, to lean into. Good things this summer. Can you say good things? Yeah, good. Matter of fact, just lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you for good things. Coming off this school year, pivoting into the next season, good things. Though there may be trials, I will not give up land. I will not be intimidated. I'll not be thrown off my game. I will not lose hope. I will not accuse your character or nature. But I will stay with the word. For you said I'll shine brighter and brighter. That your path for me is brighter and brighter. I prophesy right now, brighter and brighter. Come on, out of your mouth. I prophesy brighter and brighter. Lord, this is your word. Until the full day, bring me into the land and all that you have for me. I cooperate with this. I say yes to it in the name of the Lord. You don't make mistakes. You have set my feet on good ground, solid ground, and the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Lord, I just commend them right now in this next season. Lord, I just pray that there would just be a deluge of testimonies just popping up, just testimonies, good stuff happening to the people of God. My mother used to always say, oh, I love it when good things happen to good people. Lord, we just pray good things happening to the people of God. There's some in here, you're feeling laid low. You're up against the wall. You feel like that horse in last place, dead last. And it's a 23-1 odds for you. That's what you're feeling. But it's okay. The race isn't over yet. The race isn't over until our umpire Jesus says it's over. And he's going to help you and encourage you and lift you. Meditate on this Proverbs 4:18. Solomon got it right, for the hand of the Spirit was upon him. So Lord, we just say yes. Yes to good things. To good things. Thank you, Lord.